This evening's reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, and can be found on page 1027. That's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, page 1027. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered on them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we pray that we would be touched afresh by your word. We pray that we would be filled with joy at your good news. Amen. But the angels said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The angels brought news of great joy. Now, I wonder what your happiness ratings are this evening. Don't worry, I'm actually not going to wander around with a microphone and ask you this evening. You can just internally reflect. But I wonder, out of 10, how happy are we feeling? This evening, I would say I'm at about a 9. I'm loving this evening. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Christmas is a really special time of year. But I'm also mindful of some of the sad things which people in our church family have been facing this year. And I'm also thinking and remembering each of them as well, who might not be enjoying Christmas quite as much as me. Happiness ratings at Christmas can fluctuate for many of us. For some of us, there is a 10 out of 10 happiness experience. For others, Christmas is a tough time with difficult memories and feelings. For some of us, it's a chance to catch up with family and friends and have parties and loads of meals together. For others of us, it is a more lonely time. And there will be those amongst us in our church family who will be quietly feeling this, probably not mentioning it to the rest of us. The thing is, happiness at Christmas time or at any other time goes up and down depending upon our circumstances. The things that people say to us, the events of each day, how we feel. But joy like the news the angels brought, is different. Joy is far deeper. It is life-giving. It is meaning-providing. And it is never-ending. Christian joy is not based upon our circumstances. It's based upon Jesus. The angels tell the shepherds that today in the town of David, a saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He is Jesus. He was born into the world for each one of us. People often ask the question, don't they? Why doesn't God prove himself? Why doesn't he show himself or reveal himself? Well, he did. He was born a little baby in Palestine more than 2,000 years ago. It is good news. It's not only good news, it is great news of great joy. Unlike happiness, joy cannot ever be taken away because its originator and sustainer is Jesus himself, the Christ child, the eternal, ever-present, everlasting Prince of Peace. And we don't have to wait for good things to happen to have joy. We don't have to depend on our circumstances to generate joy because the good thing has already happened. Whatever happens to us, we are never alone in birth or life or death because God is with us. He's with you, he's with me through the person of Jesus Christ. Even when we walk through the more difficult times of life, even when we're afraid or we feel lonely, when we're grieving, or when we're in the really good times of life, there is a joy that can be found through our faith in Jesus and remembering the birth of the Christ child at Christmas time. He's always with us, accompanying us on our journey through life, walking beside us through the good times and the bad. Now, in the Bible passage Ruth read today, we hear about the people who the angels told the good news to. It was the shepherds, the common people, those who, without a few verses in the Bible, would have lived out their entire lives without any notice from anybody in the whole world. So why the shepherds? Well, even this shows that good news is for absolutely everyone. God's good news is for every single person in the world. And what did the shepherds do when they heard this message of great joy? Well, quite immediately, they hurried off to find Jesus. And when they had seen him, they glorified and praised God, and they spread the word. They didn't just keep the joy for themselves, they shared that good news with others as far and wide as they could. We are here today celebrating Christmas, and we're excited about tomorrow coming and it actually being Christmas Day because those shepherds thousands of years ago couldn't keep quiet. And because others through the ages have not been able to keep quiet. And because the good news has spread and spread and spread throughout the ages. And of course, we too long for others to know that good news. And we too play our part in continuing to spread it across the world. May we, each of us, be filled with joy this Christmas. And may we too be people who spread the joy of Jesus to others. Amen.